Okay, today's daf is daf lamed tet. Let's continue from where we left off. Now, this is the question that we were discussing, which we sort of hinted to, and you asked some questions about it, and now we're going to discuss it. So, Rav Yaakov Baracha says, "Itpalgun." We have a machloket. Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan Amar Oder Kudaikus. He was in the assumption is he was instructed to write a get, and then he hit that, and then the husband was in this state of being this Kudaikus. So, kudaikus alav, then nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan says, well, not a problem. He can write the get and he can deliver it. The simple understanding is what? Well, that's no different to if he was asleep. Okay? The fact is, in this state, it's a temporary, granted it's insane at that time, but it's a temporary state of insanity. It's like being asleep. There's no reason why I can't continue, which I think is what you were thinking about last year, Dov. However, Reish Lakish Omar Lekeshe. Now, the reason is the way Korban Edi explains it, is he says at the time when he was in the state of Kudiakus, he was considered like a shoter, complete himself, not like asleep. Ah, what difference does that make? Now, you have to be careful here, because if you say that it makes him like a complete shoter, and then it is therefore shoter, sorry, and then it's mevat, then it should be mevat al shlichut altogether. And therefore, when he wakes up, then he would have to ask again. It would seem to be the simple understanding mission that's not the case. So it's interesting here, the Rambam and the Rachonim around I should say, Rachonim explain the Rambam, they understand that it's really a midrabanan. It's a concern, midrabanan. Why? Because people might think that you'd be able to write a get when instructed to do so by this person who has Kudiakos in his state of Kudiakos. So it seems to be some sort of gzeira. I think that's an understanding, that's the best answer I could find for this. Anyway, the Gemara then continues. The Gemara says, well, machlifeshid the Reish Lakish. It seems to be that Reish Lakish contradicts himself. Why did Palgum nit charesh or nishtata or nishtamed or shuhura beitin lechol chaylev? See, we're talking about someone who has a chatat set aside, and then he ends up becoming a cheresh or nishtata, becomes a kind of imbecile, or nishtamed, becomes a mishumat, like he converts out, or shuhura beitin lechol chaylev. This is again touches on Masechta Haro, which is now doing Mishnah Yomit, which is Beit Din ruled regarding his prohibition that it's actually completely permitted to do. There's no prohibition involved. Okay, it was mistaken, and therefore, if once a Rav Tzibur follows it, then we say that the Beit Din, it's a parallel davar Tzibur, that the Beit Din actually, or Sanhedrin offers it instead. However, what we're seeing here, these are all these situations where momentarily that that there's been a break, if you like, that no, he's not a bardas, he can't bring a korban, and even if he comes back, it seems to be well, you can't really offer the korban. So let me just read here. So let's have a look, because Rabbi Yochanan says nidchit chatato, it's nidchit, and Reish Lakish says no, lo nidchit chatato, that it's not nidchit, and we just said according to Reish Lakish, he can't write the get until this person's recovered from his state of being a kudyakus. And here we say that according to Reish Lakish, in nidchit chatatot, it's going to be rejected. Meaning, even, by the way, this is important to say, even if he recovers, because in a lot of these cases that we say when it comes to a korban, hul v'nidchit nidchit, right? Once it's rejected, it can't be recovered when it comes to a korban. So Gemara says, well, it seems to be we should switch the shittat around, because also because Rabbi Yossi bar Avon says Amar Rabbi Yochanan mechlafa shmuata. We actually have to switch that shmua, meaning the shittat regarding this korban chatat. That in other words, Reish Lakish is the one that says it's okay, and then there's a contradiction. Also, Rabbi Yochanan says that it is. Sorry, other way out. Reish Lakish says it's nidchit, and Rabbi Yochanan says lo nidchit. Why? Because otherwise, so milta the Rabbi Yochanan pigal milta, because otherwise Rabbi Yochanan would contradict himself. Demar Rav Shmuel bar Abba b'shem Rav Yochanan hagoses, someone who is on last throes, if you like, zorkin alav dav chatato midam, that you can do zrikat adam for his various korbanot chatat and his asham, which can only be brought while he's still alive. Okay, and the important thing to understand, and goses we understand has the same din of a shoter, as someone who is like not considered bardas. So you see quite clearly, Rabbi Yochanan says you have to be that he doesn't have to be a bardas for the korban to be offered for him, and it's not nidchit. So therefore, really, we switch that brayta regarding the opinions of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding the chatat, and then everything comes out nicely. Now, Rabbanan bekitzur amin Reb Chiya Reb Yasa chad kahadin is I think the way it's explained that really like one's like Rabbi Yochanan and one's like Reish Lakish. Now the Gemara says, Manin the pligi are Reish Lakish. Amar kitvu get the ishto. Someone says write a get for the wife. And he says, and he says, don't write it. Klum. What's ain't klum? Mashma what? That immediately you can write it. Okay? So in other words, Mishnah says someone who's absolutely safe, he's got his kuryakos and is fine at the moment, and he says, write a get. And then when he gets into the state of kuryakos, he says, don't write it, don't write it. We say ain't klum, we completely ignore what he says. Right? But the implication is you can continue going as planned. That seems to contradict Resh Lakish that says you have to wait till he recovers before we can actually write it. So Gemara says, Pata lala kishishtaper, meaning ein dvarav shel acharonim klum. What it means is no, you'd still have to wait till he gets better, but ein dvarav shel acharonim klum, which is like we explained in the Mishnah, that you don't have to worry that we don't, the if you like the retraction we ignore and you can continue as planned. You have to go double check with him anymore. Meaning the original authorization is fine. So the Gemara continues. Natan la et gita. He gives her a get. Va'amar la. Va'amar. He says lo ye get. It's only going to be a get ela la machar, meaning the next day. However, v'naasa kodiakos, and it becomes a kodiakos. Taflukte ends up being this. Also ends up being a machloka between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So presumably Rabbi Yochanan said it'll be fine, even though the get becomes a get when he's a kodiakos in that state where he's not competent. However, the Resh Lakish say it would not. So read the Korban Eda here. It says, Palig bar Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan lo gara, it's no different, but man la tnu la get, it's no different, he said, give her a get, v'achzu kudyakus, and it became a kudyakus. I mean, it's just the same as, she's not near mishashu kudyakus, it's just as it can given when she's a kudyakus. So too, it can be, hachinami have a get l'machar, it can be chal, if you like, it could turn into a get when it's machar. However, or the Resh Lakish, it says ein not nin. Now, I'm not really sure what to do with the terms ein not nin, because the Gemara says Natan they gave her a get. So presumably it just means here the Korban Eda, unless he understands the case differently, is that it's just not, it wouldn't be considered a get. And why not? So the art scroll here says it's because it's based on the same gzeira. Meaning, if it would take effect when he's a kodiakos, people could think you can give a get and do everything when the person's a kodiakos. Even though it was all handed over properly, it's just the chalut, if you like, of the get. Okay, that seems to be the debate. Let's go back over again. So it seems to be this similar situation where we're saying if the it seems to be even the tnai of the get, at the time it's chal, there's a machloka where whether he has to be of sound mind for it to really take effect, which is interesting machloka. Similarly, we find another case which is pretty much the same as the first case. It says as follows, Zarakle throws her a get, say into a chatzer, which so that's another way of giving a get. Bamala, ye get el lo yagel amlachar. Once again, it becomes a kudyakus that next day. Tafluk, we find the same, it will be another point of debate from Drachon and Resh Lakish. Rav Elazar Amar, says, Rav Abin Bayi, really asked the following question, Rav Abin did, Taramet Kiryo, he is mafresh truma from his kri, from his pile. The Amar, and he said, lo ye truma ela lamachar, he says, however, will only take effect tomorrow, it will only be truma tomorrow. The Nasir Kudyakos, and he becomes his Kiryakos, meaning he's not considered bardadas as a result, he has this episode, if you like. We also have, is this, I should say, a tafluk to Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, is this the same debate? Now, it's kind of interesting here because the Shire Korban, I'll read it to you, it's in the back. Vakashi asks the following question. My Mesafgali, what's even the question? Mehechi Teiti, why should be a difference between get Latruma? What difference is it between the two cases? V'imishum desove dahavale davar da'ati mimeile, if you think it's because something that's happening on its own. Well, we already said, or more, and maybe that situation Resh Lakish would agree, because again, it's becoming Truma on its own. Dimken, lama bayile Truma. Why is he asking about Truma? You can ask the same question about the get, which we said is subject to debate. It says, v'havale lameba get atzmo, k'da amar v'samuch, natan la v'get v'gomer. V'yesh lomar, therefore, the question, therefore, is, why is it even a suffic case of Truma? D'masafkele dil mashani Truma. Truma might be different. Kima d'chovahu, he. Hafrasha truma is a chiyuv to do lafrish truma. Umistam ma'ida amar lo ye truma el machal litikune milta. Meaning he was only saying that it should be truma to the next day for some beneficial reason. However, if it's going to result in it not being truma, he wouldn't have said that. In other words, it seems to be it's almost implicit by saying I want to be truma the next day that if it won't work out the next day, it's going to maybe it will work today. Perhaps then Rav Shlakish would agree. However, when it comes to Aval get, it's not a mitzvah, v'chova klal, it's an optional thing, if you like. Hilkach einu get l'resh lakish. Or maybe not. Or dilma filu truma einu, wa einu, de'ein dochin divrei ha'mafrish truma, da'ama lo ye truma el l'machar, bishvil de'naktzat. In other words, not mafrish, yeah, we don't, not enough to separate, we don't, in other words, maybe not. Maybe it comes to truma, we don't start being mafarish his words and saying, oh, he really meant the next day, and the debate will be the same. Okay, but that's left as a question. Okay, let's continue. Amar zira matniti plaga resh lakish. There's a what we've got a, the Mishnah seems to be, well, got a brayta, I should say, that's being that it's cholaka, that it's a kasha resh lakish, and there's no way of resolving it. So it says hareshayat saluv umaguyad. Let's say this person was left hanging, like he's in really on or Muguyad is like he's been dismembered as part of an execution, if you like, and he's not gonna survive. V'ramaz, and he gestured or hinted to this to someone, V'amar kitvu get li'ishti, and he said, write a get for my wife. With the Mishnah says, Kotvim, you can quickly write it and deliver it with a chazaka that it was still alive. Okay? That's what the Mishnah. However, the Efshah, the Gemara is talking about, how's it possible? You know, his mental state isn't going to improve over that time. It's likely to continue to decline. So how's it possible that that you can be so certain that he has full, he's not considered a shtoyter in the time he handed over the get? Granted, you can be mecheskat shul, but who says lo nitrata dato? So hadapalik, so that's a kash on Resh Lakish, but late lakiyum, so you can see quite clearly they can even be handed over even if the person goes into this state. Prior destruction was fine, and that would, I think, please Dov, because he that's one that settles, you know, that was how he reasoned it in the beginning, that if the instruction, everything was done as is a bardat, then it should be able to continue as long as he's still alive, at least. Now the Gemara says, Tani. Now this we saw in Masechta Truma, in the beginning of Masechta Truma, and again, we have a Reb Chaim, and so you'll see differences in the same, but we're going to explain it much like Reb Chaim. So, Cheresh, Shetaram. Cheresh is deaf mute, considered one of these individuals are not considered bardat. If they separate truma, then it's not considered truma. Amarei b'shimo ben Gamliel, b'med varim. When we say this, that's b'shat cheresh mitchilato. This is someone who was always a cheresh. Aval, let's have a look. Imaya pikeach minit cheresh, if he was a pikeach, so he was actually found standing, sound mind, and then he became a cheresh, kotev, he can write, v'acharim mekayamim. Meaning, it's important to understand this. Kotev acharim mekayamim, so mekayim ketav yado. There are two ways to explain it. Reb Chaim here says, or there says, I should say, that people can stand over him, giving him instructions. For example, they can say hafresh or kotev. They can say write lishma. That's one understanding. Another understanding, the Korbanator says actually he can write the get, and acharim chotmim mekayamim ketav yado, and they can actually sign it. So it's interesting, the differences are Mekayim, whether, I think whether Reb Chaim is saying it, the instructions still have to be given by Bardat, the direction has to be given by Bardas, whereas according to the Korbanot, not. Okay, simply they just simply fill out the get. So even though we've started discussing Truma, it seems to be it's all the discussions by Gittin as well. Okay, now, what's interesting here, the concept of Kotev, is what's going to be debated here, and this is going to take us to the really the end of the shir, whether for someone who is a cheresh, the ketiva is considered a sound means of communication. So we'll get to that soon. Rav Yaakov Ba'acha says, Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Yochanan cholkin al hashana hazu, that the other Tanaim are cholek on this position of Shimon ben Gamliel, that the writing can be a sound means of communication. Okay. In other words, what's called dibur mitoch haktav, that it's still considered a dino kecheresh nonetheless. So amrin v'amat nitik, as I say, you've got to write to the tzchola, because why it says nit cheresh hu o nishtata, that if he becomes a cheresh or she becomes a shoyta, einu motzi olam, he won't be able to ever divorce her because the kishrum is deraisa, and for him to divorce, he needs to be a bardas, and then he can't divorce her, okay? Because he's not a bardas. Another one, nishtatav, she becomes a shoyt, he can't divorce her either because he still wants to become hefker. We discussed that in the past. But what's clearly here, the Gemara says, but one second, if we're saying someone who was on sound understanding and then comes a cheresh can write his own get or an instruction of someone and write his get anyway, v'yichtov, then there's a way out. Why lo yigeresh olamit? V'yichtov v'yikayimu acharim ktav yado. Let him just write the get. So you see quite here, clearly, it seems to be that a cheresh, but his writing is not considered of sound mind writing. Let's put it that way. The Gemara is going to test this quite a lot. So Gemara says quite simply, no, it could just be that there's no, you don't necessarily bring that as a kasher or shem gamliel, because that case could be kayamine, sorry, kayamane. It could simply be that he does not know how to write a get, or does not know how to write, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Meaning, it's a specific, or actually, a more general case that this person needs charesh, the reason why he can never divorce his wife, because he can't write. We'll discuss this. Why can't I give instruction? We'll get to that soon. So, hey, Rav Mamel, we've got another chalak. This needs to really go against it, because Haresha Katabek Tavyado, the gears of the that the Reb Chaim has in Tromot was. What if he's giving instructions to people to tell a sofer to write the katav and to give it to the sofer should write it, the katav la'edim, that the bikla edim should sign it? Even though they went by the instructions of this cheresh who wrote his instructions by writing, it says, in other words, sorry. Nonetheless, ain't no get. It seems to be that it quite clearly seems to be mefurash here. This cheresh that's giving instructions is not considered a good enough means of communication. And that's, again, first case you may have rejected. Oh, we're talking about writing a get. He doesn't know how to write a get, but here it's by way of instructions. It's not good enough. So Amar Rav Yossi, Emo de Batra, Velet Hadapelik. Why? Because look at the end of the brayta. You can't bring a proof from there because it says "Einu get ad shishma kolo," that it's not considered a get unless you hear his voice. Really, you have to hear the voice of the husband. That's not true. Why is it not true? Why? Soft of ad shishma kolo. Is that really true? V'lo afilu rakin b'roshu. But we learned in our Mishnah that if someone's nishtatak, suddenly can't speak, he can simply nod and gesture with his head, and as long as it's considered a faithful means of communication through testing, that's fine. So you see quite clearly that the sefer is not meduyak, being absolutely precise. So the resh is also not being precise, because even though he says shma kol, that doesn't mean that, because we know the other forms of communication, which is like gesturing with one's head. So to the resh is going to be different. We'll explain the resh in a minute. V'atamaleh kanta afachaleh kan. So in other words, the fact that the cheresh is writing to somebody writing that giving instructions through writing is also not bedavka. What's the case in the Reisha? We assume the way the Korban explains this, so the Reb Chaim explains this, that we assume the Reisha was talking about he gave an instruction directly to the Sofer. He wrote to the Sofer, I'd like you to write it, and went to the Edim, I'd like you to sign it. No, that Reisha of the Breita is he wrote instructions to people, go get a Sofer, go get Edim, etc., etc. Now, the issue with that was not the fact that he wrote it down per se. The issue was what's called Amar Imru, or Omer Imru, which we said is merely lo mimsam la shaliach. If you remember, this is what we saw before, that if you make someone a shaliach, they can't make somebody else a shaliach of the husband. Imru amor imru, by way of speech, there's nothing physical to hand over. That was what we saw before, that with a get it's different. A shaliach a get can hand it over to somebody else to continue the shlichut. So that, in other words, the deficiency in the ratio is something else, and the fact that we have details of a cheresh, you've got to be careful, because that's not being particular and precise, just like the seif is not being precise. Okay. The Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Mana, itkin Rabbanus Cholek. He says that Breita is being precise. Ah, what about, one second, you said the fact that a gesturing with a head is considered sufficient communication, you have to hear the voice. Says, no. Hi yashmeat kol, hi yahir harkanat rosh. The nodding of a head is considered like shmeat kol. It's clear form of communication. What about writing? So let me read Reb Chaim. He says, Kulamina, and when it's talking about gesturing with a head, is someone who is just an ilem, someone who is absolutely of sign mount, and he simply cannot speak. He's not a cheresh. He just can't speak. He's lost ability to speak. So in that situation, by gesturing with one's head, okay, that's what it means. Gesturing with their heads is absolutely fine. That's good communication. So that's completely bedafka. But if you talk about a cheresh, this deaf mute, that's generally a cheresh, then maybe the resh is also bedafka, that his writing is what is considered deficient. So in other words, we've got a, if you like, a machloket, whether this braita is really against the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel or not. So the Gemara now continues, Av Rav Zira. Kamada, let's take a sort of intermission for a second. It says Rabbaya, when you respect the Rabmana, Kamada, then that you've just said Shmiat Kol is like communication, that nodding is like communication. If that's the case, with nodding, we had to had to do it three times to really test his whether this is a faithful form of communication. So therefore, if nodding ahead is like speaking, do you have to get him to, you have to confirm with the husband three times? So Amalei, no. When it's equivalent, it means the nodding confirmation three times is equivalent to kolo once. Fine. Now Amar Rav Yudin. Now Rav Yudin now tries to attempt to, if you like, miyashiv this bright to say it's not kolok and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So if you recall, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the bright seemed to say that giving instructions by writing for the sofer to write the get, etc., and the like, is considered no good. However, we saw above that if someone's a pikiyafik teresh, he can simply quote vacharim mekayim ktav yado. So how do we miyashiv the two? He says Amar Rav Yudin taman ba'omer kach v'kach asiti. That's where he's what the Baram Hachabomer Kachapatach Asu. Now, is Lashon of Asiti and Asu is interesting. The Korban has one explanation, but we'll explain like the Reb Chaim, like we did in the past. And he says, when is it okay according to Shimon ben Gamliel? That's when he writes it himself. Ah, because if he's writing the get himself, it's Muchach Bedat Gmura. It's more clear that his intention to execute the entire thing is done soundly. However, aval matniti, but that brighter up above, which we brought as a kasher, Rav Shimon Gamliel, is not a kasher at all, because that's when he's simply writing a note of instruction. It's less detailed. It's less, you know, it's less of a clear demonstration of his absolute intent. Rav Binyan Bar Levi by Ma'anan Kaimim Imshesh. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Why is it? Why should it be any different? Now this is the Gerson Trumot I'm going to be bringing now. Rav Binyan Bar Levi by man and kami im she yesh bo dat le'avar yesh bo dat le'avar im ein bo dat le'avar in the bo ein bo dat le'shah sorry im is it le'avar yesh ein bo dat le'avo sorry. In other words, if you say that his writing it himself demonstrates that the get itself, then why should it be any different when he's writing giving instructions to somebody else? You're saying writing is a faithful means of communication. So why should it be any different? So the Gemara says, Amarav, Abi Mari, or Ab Mari is a different way of here's the thing. He says, do you know what the difference is? It can be a faithful means of communication, but do you know what the issue is? Because Becheresh Anakaimi Bein Shluchat Lecheresh. You're dealing with a Cheresh. And a Cheresh is not considered bar dat and can't memane a shaliach. So the issue is nothing to do with writing being a faithful means of instruction. The issue is by cheresh, we say a cheresh is not considered bardat enough, let's say at least, it's all got some sort of limit here, to memana shaliach. So that's why Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in our sugya, when he'd write the get himself, it's considered okay, because writing is considered, we can see his dat is clearly, if he writes, I'll get with the names and everything, and clearly he knows he wants to divorce his wife. However, when he's giving instructions, yes, instructions might be direct, but we know a cheresh is not is not able to do a minui shlichut. And that's what he's trying to achieve through writing it. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rabbi Yossi brings another way of being miyashiv the sugya. He says, Rabbi Yossi bar Bun sama amra babari ani anan kaimin. We're dealing with a bari. 1 second. V'lama eno get ani omer mitasek b'shtarotav. So the bari we're referring to here is when is it considered problematic? This is when we're dealing with a barish that someone who was completely healthy and suddenly became a cheresh. In that situation, you've got to be concerned that maybe there's been some psychological thing that occurred to him, such that he now become a shorter as a result. Someone from one day to the next suddenly doesn't just lose his ability to speak and hear, right? Like it just doesn't happen. So that's why in that situation, that bright is talking about someone who was a bari v'nit cheresh, a spontaneous thing. And therefore, even if he might be writing in himself, it could be mitasek. It's a bit like, unfortunately, you see some people in their, like in the, you know, demented state, they might start, you know, like replaying some of their old professions they were doing. Who knows if he was mitasek? Who knows if he was even a hadas? Okay. However, What we're talking about, where Rav Shmuel Gamliel says it's okay, this is a Reb Chaim explanation, is where the individual ended up becoming a cheresh through some sort of gradual decline, and therefore there's no chashash that he's not a bar das. It's just someone through some sort of decline, not a spontaneous thing. It's not becoming a meshorta. He's just lost the ability to hear. Okay, and therefore his writing we can see as being faithful. That's another way of explaining the difference between Rav Shmuel Gamliel. So the brighter Rav Shmuel says it's okay. And this other braider that says it's not okay, it's different circumstance. Okay, fine. Let's continue. V'tani ken, it says, mitoch interesting. Where do we see a basis for the distinction of when this person became a nishtatak, when it wasn't able to speak? We see that when do you, because there's a braider that says, when do you need to check this individual three times with the nodding of a head and the like? That's someone who it spontaneously occurred to. However, someone mitocholyo that got sick and suddenly lost his ability to speak, that even one type of confirmation is sufficient. So you see, there's a difference between a sudden change and a gradual one. Okay.
It seems to be the difference between losing the physical ability to speak
Yeah.
and losing the mental capacity to speak. Like a person has a stroke,
Right.
he's aware, but he can't express himself.
Yeah, it's interesting with that one as well, because I'm not sure if the mission would define that as being sudden. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's not something to actually passing straight out of Gemara for, but yeah, I don't know, because that to me, in terms of timeline, sounds sudden. You know, because a sudden stroke also may have caused cognitive impairment
Broke a
as well,
cell, yeah.
right? Yeah, anyway, set it. We'll stop here, like a line early. I'm sorry, because tomorrow's stuff is shorter. All right,
Sure. Thank you.
good day.